If you don't train your mind, you will think, wow,
yeah,
然后以前你每次听你又不觉得 but the day 我听我就 哇, 怎么这个 sentence 这样 powerful,
very profound,
very profound. If you don't train your mind, you will think,
will be heedless and you think like that. 因为这个 mundane mind 它就是这样的 The untrained mind, the Buddha said, is like a devil's workshop. It's in the Dhammapada verse. Who are the devil with the evil roots? The devil are the evil roots. And they take over your mind. That's how you have to train. How do you train? You have to realize that there is a true mind. So for the true mind to arise, for you to realize it, the mundane mind must cease. So how can the mundane mind cease? That's how the cultivation surface. There are two ways to realize that. For the mundane mind to cease is not to do anything. But the conventional Buddhist community or tradition, they cannot accept this. If I don't do anything, how can I cultivate? How can I awaken? Because they thought they have to do something. And who is doing? The thought is doing. So all these are very contradictory. So when it's very contradictory, they cannot understand. Then when I say mindfulness cannot be practiced, they even got more confused. They say everywhere people are teaching you how to cultivate or practice mindfulness. And when you tell them that, they cannot understand. So this is where the Dhamma is unique. If you don't have the understanding, you will contradict yourself and you will get yourself entangled and you cannot break free. That's why what you mentioned is true. You heard that word is so meaningful. If you don't train your mind, you will be heedless. So how do we train? We need the opposite five spiritual faculty to overcome the five mental hindrances. Where these mental hindrances are the mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And they arise because of delusion, sakayadity, habitual tendency, wrong view, lack of yoniso manasikara, which is wisdom. That's why it's called mental hindrance. It hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And the first two mental hindrances is sensual desire and ill will. That duality, how our mundane mind still react to sense experience, the like and dislike, the pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, and our reaction to wholesome and unwholesome mind state, right and wrong, good and bad, all the dualities. Then after that, we had the third mental hindrance, which is sloth and torpor, the lethargic mind, the sleepy mind, the one that lack virya, because we don't understand the Dhamma. We don't have that drive to drive us to cultivate the Dhamma, where we don't see its importance, its usefulness. So all these are the lack of understanding. So that's why the mind becomes lethargic, sleepy. Sloth and torpor can arise. Then it is like tired, heedless, think a lot. It cannot focus. It cannot like stop thinking. It cannot be in a state of mindfulness, awareness. It cannot have that clarity of mind, the stillness of mind, the tranquility and the stillness. They can't. It's not easy for them because they don't know what this thing is. Then the next one is restlessness of mind, the fourth mental hindrance. The mind becomes restless, think a lot, have fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. That's why a lot of people become what they call depressed. They enter depression. Then they become like chronic, satyam long. The thought process. They have a lot of mental problem. Even nowadays, the younger generation, they have a lot of this. And restlessness of mind comes from your projection of thought. You project your thought into the future, or you recall the unhappy past, your phobia, your scars of memory, your insecurity, or you project into the future, which is not a reality, and increase your fear, your anxiety. That's why they have panic attack and all these things. So these are mind states that are not developed through training, through an understanding. These are mind states that has become habitual, like a cocoon of thought that keep on repeating itself without understanding, because these are mental hindrance, or we call wrong thought, that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and you cannot come out of it if you don't understand all this. So the Buddha's teaching is very simple. When you understand, you know how to train, you are free. Then the last mental hindrance is doubt. When you don't have an understanding, doubt will arise. When you don't have faith in the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, and the beauty of this teaching, and how unique a being the Buddha is, how special a being the Buddha is, you cannot develop the faith. And without faith, you have doubt. When you have doubt, you have uncertainty. That's why you cannot do things well. Even as I'm saying, if you are not confident, you have not prepared yourself, you have doubt. They say you are almost destined to fail. But if you have faith, the English sentence also say half the battle is won when you have faith. That's why faith is very important. So the five mental hindrances create disaster, cause the mind to be heedless. That's why they are called mental hindrances. So you cultivate the opposite mind to seize them. The other way is to develop understanding. When you develop understanding, you can decondition the heedless thinking. The five mental hindrance, they can actually be deconditioned. You can stop the thinking. Through what? Through an understanding. Without thought, you're already aware. Without thought, the mental hindrance cannot arise. The mental hindrance arise because they are born of wrong thought. Wrong thought from your wrong view, from your attachment, clinging, grasping, your egoic mind, your delusion. So how not to arise then? Let things be. Like just now, the Bodhidharma taught the bird how to free from that cage. He said, straighten your leg, close your eye, and pretend you are dead. Meditation is actually like that. Assume you are dead. Then see what the form and mind do. And from there, you observe, you develop mindfulness. Then you will develop the wisdom to free. Because when people think you are dead, means they got no more excitement in you, or they don't have any more negative intent towards you. That's why they will leave you alone. But if your mind is egoic and do a lot of funny things, you lure all this problem. So cultivation is the same. When you assume you are dead, which I came to realize also, that's why I say, when you really do awareness-based meditation, relax, maintain awareness, like your whole body dead, then the awareness inside there just aware, finish. And then find out, who are you? What are you? Without thought, who are you? Then with the awareness, observe how it conditions you to do things. How you become what you are, a human being. How the mental activity move you. How the views, opinion, and conditioning make you what you are. How the mental hindrance come to be. Then how you can train yourself. How when you silence everything, the silent mind, which is your true mind, can be realized. Then through all this, you cultivate. Then you only can develop the awakening and the realization to understand the profound statement that I make, which you came to realize it, which is really good. So all this beautiful understanding, if you don't train your mind, it will be heedless. It will think a lot.